Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Rumike Talks. And today we're going to talk about entertainment industry as a whole. You know, everything is in a weird state. Everything is changing. Actors are on strike. Writers are on strike. Other people are on strike. Everyone seems to be going on strike. And the people with money don't do anything useful at this moment. Everything right now is kind of like in the Mexican standoff. We're just standing looking at each other, but nothing is happening. So it's a great time to take a moment and reflect. Everyone is creating a lot of content, a lot of things being produced right now. Just the word in and of itself, content, has kind of like a negative tone for artists especially. Because what it is, it's just everyone tries to put everything under the word content. Photography, content. TV shows, content. Feature films, content. What else? You know, everything is not content. There is purpose for every type of work that we produce. So in this episode, we're going to discuss the future of entertainment industry. Sarumki, what do you have?
I'm very curious of how the future of the entertainment industry looks like. I just hope it won't be the end of cinema, because with all the recent changes and things that are happening and the things that companies and the streaming companies and even studios are focusing on, it's really upsetting. Cinema as an art form is endangered, really. My ultimate goal, and I believe every artist's goal, should be like for us to save the art of making movies and the art of cinema. Like you said, the word content, I hate it, but here we are. We are also producing content. It is part of the future. But how do we make it where it is considered an art? It holds some type of value for people. And how, I guess, it's going to be intertwined with movies and other art forms. What do you think?
I think that the entertainment as we know it is sort of dying. And even movies and TV shows, people feel like they don't watch them as much as they used to. They mostly watch that short form content on their phones, on the platforms that you know, like Instagram and TikTok. But it doesn't mean necessarily that that's a bad thing, because things are changing all the time and they evolve into something else. You know, we started with silent films, black and white, then we move to sound and color, then we have all those advanced things like Dolby Atmos and HDR and everything else. And right now, is what's changing is the way that we consume content, because everyone's doing many things at once right now, and technology that we have allows it. We can watch music, we can play games, and all at the same time. And I feel like the future of cinema and TV shows is in a sense a fusion of all of those things together. And the question is, what kind of fusion will it be? And the answer to that question would be $1 billion answer, maybe $3 trillion answer, but it definitely seems to be going that direction. Another thing that I want to mention, and I'm never going to stop mentioning it, that quality, the high quality, is always in demand. No matter what you do, if you produce too much content and doesn't bring anything else, then start working on quality, start spending more time producing something, but making it really high quality. Here, I guess, is the answer, that it takes time to create a high quality piece of art.
Yeah.
Because content, anyone can pull their phone in 3 seconds and flip and shoot something, film something, snap a picture. But not everyone can make Barbie or Oppenheimer or even smaller art films like Past Lives. It's not just combination of shots and scenes. It's the entire message. It's the feeling that you get from the movie. It's the characters. It's what you are left with after you're watching the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I definitely agree. And I feel like we're at this place where, you know, so many of the streaming platforms are using all these tools to make movies that they call content now, faster and faster, and they want to release as much as they can so they have a variety on their platforms, like a variety of movies, a variety of TV shows, and you can see that the quality is really lacking. Like when something went through several writers and fast drafts, never polished, even like the regular viewer can notice these things and kind of not be interested in this movie. So that's the danger that we are facing with. And especially now with the strikes and all these people having their jobs on hiatus and not knowing what's going to happen. It really is an insult to the writer's profession and artwork, because their studios and streaming platforms are going to all these other tools like the AI and other stuff to write things faster, but the quality is lacking. And yeah, one thing is like to have, you know, to meet the demand of the viewer, but I feel like you are going to eventually lose viewers because what you're giving them is not entertaining enough or is just plainly stupid. So there has to be a balance. You're right. Like if you see that, and if you call yourself a content creator, and like Constantine said, you see that the content that you're doing is not working, it's always great to go back to the basics and focus on quality, doing work that really matters and counts. Yeah. And that you're proud of.
Yeah, exactly. Take time to pause and reflect, work on deep work. And that's what I want to ask you. What things are you working on right now? What are the projects that you're excited about? What type of projects? We would like to know. We would like to know. Share it with us. Send us email to hello@rumik.com or DM us on Instagram, or leave a comment on our website on one of our posts. We really want to connect with you guys and see what you are doing and hear what your thoughts are on the future of entertainment and where do you think everything is going. Share your thoughts with us. We're always happy to hear them. And now we are arrived at the obsession of the week portion of this episode. Rumki, go.
My obsession of the week is the iPhone 15 Pro Max. We actually did an episode on it. Last week's episode was on the new iPhone, but I am amazed by its features and what it can do. And I'm really, really curious how one can use it as a camera and maybe even shooting a movie on it. So I'm really excited about this new tool. And what is your obsession of the week?
And the shot that you're going to see now is the shot on iPhone in HD, 30 frames per second. So here we go. So now you're looking at the iPhone footage that we recorded with a standard HD, 30 frames per second, but on iPhone 15 Pro Max. We haven't even seen this footage yet, so we're going to see it with you pretty much. So my obsession of the week is K-Star Fitness Challenge. If you haven't heard before, I started a 90-day fitness challenge and I'm close to the day 30 now. In the last few days, I decided to switch up my training and I started doing Fitness Plus exercises on my phone. I literally take it with me and exercise in the park doing high-intensity interval training where I can watch my pulse and exercise and enjoy the nature. And I really feel like I'm doing it. I'm losing weight and I'm feeling stronger and I can wait what changes will come by day 90. So that's it, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, please do not hesitate. Leave us a comment or review. We would really appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Rumik Talks podcast. You can find the show notes at rumik.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staradetsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.